All right, next we're going to explore some basic file management by creating some files, deleting them, making edits, and all that good stuff. Things that you will probably want to do right away with your BT Speak. Now, we are in the editor at the moment. If you are not, you can always get back to it by pressing Z and 7 chord together. That's Z.7 and the spacebar. And we should be in the welcome screen. We can verify that with WH chord.
BT Speak Editor welcome screen is open.
BT Speak Editor welcome screen is open. All right. Now, you might have experimented with this, but if you haven't yet, try typing some characters and see what happens. I'm going to just type ABC.
File is write protected. File is write protected. File is write protected.
File is write protected. This is a file that you cannot modify. So you can't type in it. You can't delete anything in it. So it's good for reading, but it's not something that you can make changes to. So what we need to do is make a brand new file. And to do that, we're going to introduce you to the file menu. The file menu is found in the options menu, so O chord will get us there.
Options menu opened.
And we can either move to the file management menu and press enter, or use its shortcut, which in this case is the letter F. Think F for file.
Listing for home pi.
Listing for home pi. It's actually /home/pi. That is your top level directory. This is the place where all of your documents, directories, media, etc. is stored. So just like the options menu, you can navigate your files in the same way. So .1 chord will move up to the previous file, .4 chord the next file. You can also use backspace and space respectively to go back and forth. .123 chord moves to the top of the file listing. .456 chord moves to the end. There are some additional commands available in the file menu that are unique to file management, and we'll introduce those as we need them. To get started, let's just use the .1 chord, .4 chord to move up and down. .1 chord says...
Videos, directory, 13 of 13.
Okay, videos, directory, 13 of 13.
USB 1, directory, 12 of 13.
USB 1, you might see that, you might not. It depends on whether you've connected a flash drive or similar to your BT Speak at some point.
Templates, directory, 11 of 13.
Templates, which is another directory.
SD card, directory, 10 of 13.
SD card, again, you'll see this if you have added an SD card to your BT Speak. I have one currently connected.
Public, directory, 9 of 13.
Here's public. This is the folder where if you've enabled file sharing, this is the directory for others to see.
Pictures, directory, 8 of 13.
Pictures.
Music, directory, 7 of 13.
Music.
Git, directory, 6 of 13.
Git, this is a folder that I created to store some code.
Downloads, directory, 5 of 13.
Downloads.
Documents.
Documents.
Directory. Desktop.
Desktop.
Directory. Contacts. Jason. BT Speak. Directory, 1 of 13.
So there's pretty much only one file in here.
Contacts. Jason. 2 of 13.
Contacts.json. J-S-O-N. It's a file from the phone book application. Everything said directory, except for this one. We heard...
Contacts, JSON, 2 of 13.
Just the file name and that it was 2 of 13. So for files, you can use the Enter key to open them. You can also do the same thing with a directory. So if I were to go to...
BT Speak, directory, videos, directory, 13 of 13.
Let's just try the videos directory, for example. I will press Enter...
Listing for home pi videos. Directory is empty.
To get out of a directory, or to go up to the previous directory, in this case our home folder, you can press space and .7, or in this case think of it as backspace chord.
Videos. Directory. 13 of 13.
Now we're back in the main directory. Let's hit the space bar.
BT Speak. Directory. 1 of 13.
Just wrapped us around to the top here. Here's the BT Speak directory, which may or may not be on your unit yet. Some of the onboard applications do store data and similar things here so you might see this appear at some point in the future. I do happen to know that there is content in this directory, so let's press .8 to enter it.
Listing for home PyBT speak.
And this time we were not told that the directory was empty, so let's start exploring. I'm just going to hit the spacebar.
Radio stations menu, 1 of 3.
Radio stations.
User menu, 2 of 3.
User menu.
Voice notes, directory, 3 of 3.
Here's the voice notes directory from some test recordings that I made. If I wanted to go into here, I can press .8.
Listing for home PyBT speak voice notes.
And now I can start hitting space to see what's in this directory.
2024-07-31-14-46-50-MP3, 1 of 30.
So we hear that there are 30 files in here.
2024-07-30.
And I'm pressing the space bar to go through these, and I just hit .7 and 8 to silent speech, so we didn't have to hear that very long file name. So if I wanted to open any of these, I could press enter, and depending on the type of file you're looking at, it might open in the editor, it might get translated from, say, another format like a Word document, for instance, so that the editor could view it. In the case of media files like MP3s, which these are, it would start playing in the media player immediately and allow us to continue browsing the file list. Not going to do any of that right now, however. So I'm going to do backspace chord, or 7 chord, twice.
Voice notes, directory, 3 of 3. BT speak, directory, 1 of 13.
All right, now we're in the home directory, the top level. What if I press backspace chord again?
At home directory.
By default, we don't allow you to leave that. There is a way to do that if you are very adventuresome and know what you're doing. I stress that you know what you're doing because this is Linux based. We don't hide anything from you. So if you want to get into the system, you can. We're not going to go through that here, but you can get to directories outside of the home folder if you really, really need to. In this case, we don't.